Your reaction to tonight's 4-1 win here in Ballymena, David?
Absolutely delighted. It's a game that we deserve to win. I thought we were the better side for 90 minutes. We come in at half time and we're one each. Without really dominating the first half, I thought we were better. And I think that proved in the second half, because this is a really tough place to go, and everybody at our club knows how good of a manager David Jeffrey is. So I knew it was a difficult place to come. They've got good players. They've got players who can hurt you up the pitch. But we, I think we nullified, you know, their real main threats, and the two attacking players. And we had some pace on the break tonight. It's not always possible to get some of your livelier players on the pitch. But you know, when it goes into Andy and Paul Smith and Ross Clark, Ross Gaynor, Kirk Miller, when it comes on, you know, we've always got a threat.
It was an all-round excellent team performance, you know, from 1 to 11, and the subs who came on too, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, that's what's expected, Andy. And I say, people in and around this club ask the question, and I always say it, and they, you know, are we good enough? Are we capable? Are we strong enough? Are we mentally tough enough? I think with recent events, not only the Saturday game, but games before against Crusaders at Cliftonville, even the Cliftonville game, the away game where I felt we were unlucky to lose. You know, they've showed, you know, me a wee bit of, and I think for me, and I says this, I said it's supporters that first time probably on Saturday when the chips were down, they were right behind us, and I seen a wee bit of the rapport with the supporters and our players on Saturday, and we certainly backed that up tonight with you know, probably best away performance in a long time.
But Saturday's second half in particular, we carried that momentum forward into tonight, didn't we?
Yeah, no, we did, and you need to, because Ballymena are a good side. They're, you know, I think they've 26 points out of 33, you know, after losing the first game of the season, so we knew how good they are, and we stood up, and I think we were just better than them tonight.
Which, the goals always come at a good time, but we got all our four goals at key times in the game tonight, didn't we?
Yeah, and there was two or three other opportunities. Obviously, we missed a penalty, but you know, I can't ask. Well, I can't ask, and the players know I ask, and they demand a lot from them. But you know, with their effort over recent weeks and recent events, I say this is a group that I feel that can go places. You know, I've added to it since I've come. There's a freshness to it, there's youth, there's experience, there's a wee bit of legs, and you know, if we keep going along, say we're desperate to win. We're desperate to win games. I'm desperate to win games, and hopefully you know, more games are in, the better it's going to be for myself as a manager and us as a club as a whole.
A much better feeling here tonight than the last time when we were here.
Yeah, it was, and again, you asked for a reaction from the last time we were here, albeit it was, it come at a difficult time for us away to, after our Scottish Cup exploits, but you know, you can have no excuses at Linfield, because we've got a big enough squad, we have a good enough squad, and we need to dig deep at times. And you know, these players are giving me everything at the minute, and I can ask no more of them.
And you'll want the same hunger and pride and passion and skill at Dungannon on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tough place to go again. We scraped the win away from home last year, and so it's a tough place to go, and say Dungannon are a good side. I've seen Dungannon play against Coleraine last Friday, so they're a good side. They're strong at home, and hopefully we can go down there. You know, these boys are full of confidence in the minute, and go down and hopefully you know, repeat performance wise, and hopefully the same result.
And a word for those 600 odd supporters who were here on such a horrible rainy night.
Horrible night. They backed us, and I said on Saturday, they were absolutely, they lifted us the whole of the second half on Saturday, because the chips were down at this place, and we were all down as staff and as players with the events on the pitch. But say, this club stands up, this club fights, and they were, you know, they fought right to the bitter end on Saturday, and we take it on. We take, sometimes you got to take a few hits along the way, and I think since I've been here for a year, we've taken some hits. You know, bad hits, bad decisions, whatever else. And we're still in there fighting.
And lastly, great to see Roy Carroll on the pitch there tonight, wasn't it?
Always nice to see Roy. You know, he's a quality goalkeeper. And thankfully, the powers to be not only had the sense to overturn his thing, but got him to play tonight. Well, our things would have happened elsewhere. But say the board made a stand last night. We wanted things to happen.